Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, that's us. Hope you're happy. What's up, Bucky?
What's up? Final hour.
Let me tell you, I just got to let everyone know about Discover real quick. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. Don't we just all want a little appreciation? That's why Discover matches all your cash back you've earned at the end of the first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Bucky, I want to ask you, I don't know when I'm going to see you again. All right. You have made it to the top of two industries that are not easy. Sports and broadcasting. Both. There's not many spots to make it to the National Football League and then to make it on a national platform in broadcasting. You've done it both. So I imagine you're a pretty competitive guy.
Very competitive.
In your years of playing, who's the most competitive guy you played with or against that you were like, yo, this guy's competitive in this off the charts?
I would say Charles Woodson, Hall of Famer, was one of the more competitive guys that I've ever played with. Just had a knack for it, understood it, was very prideful in his performance. And, you know, I played with him when he was a rookie, so he didn't even really know how to necessarily play the game. But he was one of the more competitive guys in anything and everything. Loved it. Loved competing, loved battling, loved taking on more responsibility.
That's awesome. And the specimen. Who is the athlete where you're like, hey, God made them to play sports? Like, who is the one that you're like in the weight room, in this practice, everything? You're like, look at this person.
I would say maybe the most talented player that I played against or played with would be Dale Carter, who won't get the necessarily get the acclaim. But Dale Carter was a Pro Bowl, multiple Pro Bowl corner. Just super talented. Like, could just show up and just ball out and just... It was easy for him. It wasn't hard. And you just wonder how good he could have been if he fully applied himself and wasn't necessarily distracted by the trappings of life. But, man, he was one of the more talented people that I've ever seen.
Well, thank you, man. Bucky, at Rich Davis, you can hit me up. Now, I watched a movie last night that I wanted to bring up because sports-related.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler. Prove to me, maybe this is what it took, because I've always still think of Sandler as the Sandman, who is like silly, goofy, you know, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Wedding Singer, all the, you know, the classics. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's had a couple in a row now where, you know, Sandler's a legit, he can legit act. I really believe that. And I finally watched Hustle on Netflix, where he's a scout for the 76ers and he's, you know, looking for players overseas, and just the whole story. It's sort of like, I guess you would say it's got a Rocky vibe to it, where it's motivational. He finds a young player in Spain and tries to get him into the NBA, tries to get him to the combine. It just, I think it's a great movie. And the cameos are off the hook. Like, they got, honestly, there's probably like 20 NBA players in the movie, legends and current players. So
that's cool.
If you get a chance to watch it, Hustle with Sandler on Netflix is solid. But I got to ask you, what if you had to name a few motivational sports movies over the last, like, man, I say you might want to start Rocky, maybe Brian's Song. There's a couple classics, but maybe last 40, 50 years.
Those are classic.
Yeah.
Brian's Song, Rocky, the entire series of Rocky. Like, that's motivational. I think in terms of inspiration, I would say Remember the Titans, not only because of what it dealt with the subject matter, but just seeing the coach get the team going, how the coach had to kind of blend it together. I think there are a lot of lessons in that movie that kind of stand out.
I cry, by the way. I'm man enough to admit it. If I watch Remember the Titans, there's a good chance I'm crying, bro.
I didn't move me like that. I didn't cry.
You don't have to say
Remember
it,
the Titans, you cried and Remember the Titans?
When he's like, strong side, left side, that part?
That got you? Strong side, left side? That got you? That
tears,
made you?
Bucky. Tears.
Man, like that?
I look at my wife and I'm like, don't look at me. I don't want you to see me this way.
Wow.
Ramos, what comes to mind for you?
It would probably be We Are Marshall with Matthew McConaughey.
That's a
great one.
That's a good one.
I mean, having to come back from, what was it, the majority of your team passing away in an airline crash, and to rebuild the program up and stuff like that, and to have players that think that didn't go on the plane that had to play and come back and play with and start a whole new program. I think that's inspirational in just getting the program back up to play again. Because I think there were a couple times where they just said, let's just stop. Let's not even return the program back. But they went forward and did it. So We Are Marshall with Matthew McConaughey.
It's a damn good movie. Bo.
I was going to say Remember the Titans, too, because of the scene where he takes them all to Gettysburg and has that inspirational speech. But I'll say Moneyball. I like watching Moneyball.
Oh, okay. I like Moneyball.
It's a good one.
That's a good
that's
movie.
A good one.
It's a good movie, and it's always fun to watch. And those two for me.
Remember the Titans. So good.
Moneyball. Coach Carter was good for me.
Yeah.
Coach Carter was a good one.
You know what's a good one that and because I said movies or TV shows, I really got wrapped up with Ted Lasso. Did you watch Ted Lasso?
I have watched some of Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso is fantastic.
Yeah, he's great.
He's fantastic.
That is good.
Any other? Some of them are just fun. Like
the
fun.
one Ben Affleck just did, The Way Back, I think it was called, where he was like a former,
That was actually good. Yeah, he's a basketball coach. He's a player.
What's the Philadelphia Eagles? Mark Wahlberg.
Invincible.
Invincible. That was solid. Yeah. That was solid. I tell you what, a motivational sports movie. What about The Rookie?
With Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid. Yo, I got to ask Bucky, as a guy that played pro sports, does it irritate you when you could see the cast non-athletes? nothing makes me more mad when I see a guy that throws a baseball. I'm like, yo, this guy's got terrible mechanics.
It's hard for me to watch football movies.
Yeah.
It is hard.
The continuity, like, oh!
With just all of it. Like, just all of it. What's my movie, Willie Beeman? Jamie Foxx.
Last Boy Scout. No, wait. Is that?
Willie Beeman. He's a quarterback. LL Cool J.
Oh.
Al Pacino.
Any given Sunday.
Last Boy Scout.
Any Given Sunday and The Program. Those two drove me crazy watching it play out.
Blue Chips is one of those two.
Yeah.
Blue Chips. Yeah. Any Given Sunday, 1999. How did I say? You know why I said Last Boy Scout? Last Boy Scout was... That's Damon Wayans, and that's a good movie, too.
Yeah, isn't that when he gets shooting on the field?
Yeah, Last Boy Scout is... What year is that? 91. Jeez, that movie's 30 years old.
See, there we go. Oh, we're just talking about it. We're just talking about 30 years ago.
Who else was in that movie? Last Boy Scout was...
Bruce Willis in that?
Yeah, it's Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans. Bruce Willis with hair. That's why I didn't see it. From the movie poster, I'm like, who's the dude with hair? Bruce Willis.
Okay, so since we're here, it's a different segue. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
That debate is one that every year. Because
it's a Christmas movie.
Because it has a Christmas backdrop. Is it a Christmas movie?
It's a Christmas movie.
I want to say no way. I think it's an action movie. Hans Gruber at no point was sending out Christmas cards. Bruce Willis, there was... I mean, it was a Christmas party. You're right. It was at Nakatomi Plaza.
It's a Christmas movie. It's a very Christmas movie. That's the only time you watch it.
Is Major League a baseball movie or is it a comedy? Is Naked Gun a baseball movie? Because a good 30 minutes was...
I must
kill the queen. Reggie Jackson's in it. OJ's in it. OJ. By the way, I was... Again, switching topics. I love this. Bucky. So, my buddy Covino, who I usually work with, he's dating a girl that's a bit younger. I don't want to make him sound like a creepo. She's not that... She's like 30. Oh. He's in his 40s. Oh. And so, they got that age difference where she... is a bit younger, where he'll make references, and she's like, "I wasn't even born yet." She was born in the 90s, and he's a 45-year-old man. Yeah,
she's born in the 90s.
We just said Last Boy Scout was 91. That's 30 years ago. Jeez. 31 years ago.
The 90s.
You meet a girl that's born in the 90s.
Feels kind
of. That's it used to sound sort of weird. Now it's like, no, she's like a mom. So, he brought up O.J. Simpson recently, saying like, "Listen, I don't think you realize." Before the OJ thing went down.
How big of a story was?
Movies, TV, first commercials. One. Even when you watch the documentaries, like he was a crossover star to... he broke like race barriers where like companies like said straight up like...
Hurts.
Like white people trust OJ. Like it was like... Yeah. It is a crazy thing. So we were trying to make the comparison. Who would it be today? Equally shocking. Would that be like, God forbid, like Shaquille O'Neal was like accused of murdering people? Like who's the crossover beloved star now that would be the equivalent to OJ? Because until the OJ thing went down, he was a beloved figure. That's why it was so shocking.
Crossover star.
It'd be like if Michael Strahan, like, oh, you hear what Strahan did? He's accused of murder.
It had to be Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
Because I think Steph Curry's welcomed in every home. I think Steph Curry's like, I think everyone is like, oh, look at lovable Steph.
I have three different friends in different cities that were asking me like, yo, I can't get a Curry jersey for my kid because they're sold out everywhere. Like kids everywhere. What Michael Jordan was when we were kids, Steph Curry is unbelievably mass appeal.
The wholesome star, like good. Like, cause he kind of fits to like a little bit of everything. It's kind of a little bit of the underdog story, even though his dad was a pro player. Underdog story does it, comes up. He's skinny. We all kind of see ourselves as the skinny dude on the thing. He grows up. He becomes like an icon in terms of like changing and revolutionizing the game.
Yeah.
He's humble, but with just a touch of swag.
Yeah.
He puts you to sleep and all that other stuff. Anybody else who does the stuff that Steph Curry does, we would absolutely hate him. Yeah. Shooting shots, turning his back to it, like all of the other stuff.
The mouthpiece hanging out.
It would be like, oh, it's too much.
but not Steph.
But he's able to kind of navigate that and do it, so he would be the one.
So Steph Curry would be the equivalent. If you're trying to explain to a younger person what it was like when OJ, Shaq, Strahan, and you're at Steph Curry would be a great, it would be like if Steph Curry, that's a good one. Man, and by the way, Bucky, if you keep seeing me look past you, I'm not ignoring you. It's just Fox Sports Radio is right next to a yoga studio, and they just let out a bunch of yoga pants, and they keep passing. I can't focus when there's yoga booty passing. Can we close the window? I'm distracted. All right. Listen, we have more on Fox Sports Radio. We'll talk some NBA. Of course, the big story today, Kyrie. Maybe we'll talk some NFL. and anything you need at Rich Davis, at Bucky Brooks, and Discover. If you're a valued customer, got to remind you again, you deserve the simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. We got more next on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Doug. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Doug, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Is this the neck, my Sharona? Or is this Weird Al? Didn't Weird Al?
I don't know. It's Elvis Costello with the Pump It Up, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was my Sharona.
Close.
All right. Rich Davis, Bucky Brooks hanging for Doug Gottlieb today on Fox Sports Radio. We were talking about inspirational sports movies, and Mike, the operations manager, is dead set on. He's like, there's a Stallone movie. I'm like, Over the Top when he's an arm wrestler? No, he's like, no, not that one. Victory, 1981, about like a German war camp and soccer. If anyone's seen this, I would honestly hit me up at Rich Davis because I haven't heard of it in my life. You've seen it?
I have, yeah. It's Michael Caine and Pele are in that.
Michael Caine. You have to say it that way.
They're in a, being held captive, I think, during World War II, I think it is.
Okay.
And to get released, they have to win a game against, I don't know who they have to win it against. Isaac, you know who they have to win against?
You're like Sly. Sly. Man, you know, Stallone, when you think about it, can you think of any other actor that's been part of more franchises? Expendables, right? Rockies, Rambos, like he's done well. He's done a lot.
He understands. I think the other thing he's figured out, he understands his strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
He plays the same character in a different movie all the time.
Stays in his lane. Sometimes you just got to stay in your lane. Some people don't realize, stay in your lane.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It works.
Here's something I'm curious about your take. Bucky Brooks, you played in the NFL. You've been NFL Network. You do a lot of stuff. You've been in the broadcasting game probably now.
2007.
Man, is it weird to think broadcasting is like as big a part of your career as playing now?
Yeah, probably a better part of the career, too.
Crazy, right?
Crazy.
Let me ask you this. The etiquette in the locker room, the clubhouse, when you're with the boys, when you're with the guys, there is a soon-to-be rookie on the Indiana Pacers, Mathurin, who has already went at LeBron James. They're playing the Lakers in their first game, and he said, quote, "A lot of people say he's great. I want to see how great he is. I don't think anyone's better than me. LeBron's going to have to show me he's better than me."
Yeah.
He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Do you like this attitude or is it funny? Is it, are guys going to pull him aside or do you like the confidence?
I think the confidence and self-belief is necessary. The only thing about that is you kind of want to keep those things quiet because what you want to avoid is poking the bear.
Yeah.
So now because this has become a story and now it's run on the things and so now LeBron James got wind of it. So now it's, oh, okay. It's no different than when we watched Last Dance and
you don't want to upset Jordan. Mike.
Mike is saying, oh, I took that personal.
Yeah.
It's no different than what we're seeing from the Golden State Warriors. I mean, look, I think the celebration is going to last forever and ever because they just keep the pettiness in which they certainly heard everything that people said about them. And so now my guy has to deal with LeBron, and he's going to have to inevitably maybe get something. Even though an older LeBron may not be able to give it to him like he would want to, yeah, he still has to feel the fury.
You know what it is? It goes back to one of the golden rules I live by. Yes, I live by golden rules, Ramos. Golden rules. Let's hear them. you know, the basics, like treat other people the way you want. You know all those. But I always say, you always want to under-promise and over-deliver, and you never want to over-promise and under-deliver. The number one mistake men and women and everyone makes, they over-promise and they under-deliver. It could be something as foolish as, honey, I'll be home in a half hour. Meanwhile, you just ordered another round. So you know you're not going to be home on time, but you went and acted like a fool and said, I'll be home soon. So now when you get home late, you've overpromised and underdelivered. I always like to say, I'm on my way home, that's when you say, I'm wrapping up, I'll be home when I can. That way when you're home a little earlier, ta-da, nice surprise. It works with work. Imagine you entered a new job and you're doing sales. You're the new saleswoman or salesman at a company. If you start bragging about how, oh, I'm gonna seal all the deals and the commissions, like you've set up an expectation only to fail. And not to you know, get raunchy as always, but same thing like I said before in the bedroom. Oh, tell some girl you're gonna rock her world. Chances are you won't. Why would you say? You always want to underpromise. Over-deliver.
Under-promise, over-deliver. I don't know.
Unless you really feel like you could back it up, Bucky. Like this guy, Mathurin. Like, now, you're right. That game one, the good thing is that people will be watching him, and now he's on the, now, you know? And if he could deliver, you only want to be on the radar if you could deliver. You don't want to be on anyone's radar if you're not if it's not for a good reason.
Yeah, but you can't be scared, though.
That's true.
Like, if you're a high-end guy, you can't operate like, like a scared.
You don't have to call people out that you played with, but did you ever get a sense that when you went into an opposing stadium and it was a team that was hot at the time, and you could see some guys on your team like, yeah, we've already lost because they didn't have the
sometimes.
Or at that level, do you feel like because I remember
no, it happens.
I mean, you played in the pros. I'm going to be citing like high school and college stuff, but yeah. Remember going to the opposite team's school. And you'd watch them warm up. I was thinking back to Little League. You'd go up, you get on the bus or high school ball, you get on the bus, you show up there, you're like, oh, what do their uniforms look like? Oh, let's see what their starting pitcher. Oh, how fast are they throwing? Oh, their infield's nicer than our. Like, you start assessing, and I wonder if that even happens at the pro level.
So you're one of those, you look down the other end, see what's going on, yeah. See what they look like.
Yeah.
You're trying to assess and trying to get a feel for like, oh, okay, like we look
yeah.
like we can.
Yeah, I just wonder if at that elite level, you're like, no, I'm.
No, it happens.
Yeah, it does.
Because you're human. Yeah, yeah, you certainly happen. Like everyone that walks on the field has insecurities. Like they know because they know themselves. They know where they're strong. They know where they're weak. They also know the opponent. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to convince yourself that no matter what my flaws are, I still can find a way to get it done. Everyone doesn't necessarily think like that. And I think to me, one of the things I love this time of year is I love watching playoffs of any sport. Like last mm-hmm. night we saw the Colorado Avalanche win the Stanley Cup. But I love watching how people perform with that kind of pressure because that pressure can make you crack. Like it, to me, because you talked about playing sports, you know, the rubber leg feeling that you get at the beginning of games, man, I live for that stuff. I live for watching how people perform in those moments. And can you stand up in it? Some people shrink in those moments. Other people run to the light.
And there's so many different ideologies. Like I'll name drop. I remember Snoop Dogg once said to me, because I asked him if he was like nervous about something. He's like, nah. He said, never get nervous about something you're good at. He's like, I get nervous at things I'm not good at. But then the other mentality is like, hey, they said it in the movie Hustle with Adam Sandler, I told you. He goes, if you're not nervous, I don't mind that you're nervous. That just means you care.
Yeah, there's some of that. But a lot of times that, like, you always hear the old saying, prepared, never scared, right? Like, if you're prepared, if you know that you've done all the work coming into it, now you just want to get to it. Like, that's more of butterflies, anxiousness, ready to mm-hmm. play. What you don't want is to walk in or walk onto the field and know, man, I didn't do enough work. It's mm-hmm. like walking into the exam when you know you haven't studied and you look at
the first
couple
of questions. I have dreams about that. Anyone still have college dreams where you're like, you have a dream where you're like, wait a minute, I didn't go to class all semester? What's going on?
I have no idea. I have nothing. So as long as you're prepared, like you can focus on that. And then you have to kind of break those things down in small little elements. Like, hey, people talk about like, hey, let's take it a play at a time, a quarter at a time. You want to do those things so you kind of stay in the moment. And it's hard, but you have to trick your brain into not getting too far ahead of it. But yeah, I think everybody, everyone who has done anything big, like, yeah, you have some level of anxiety. I'm sure when you've hosted like a big show.
Yeah.
Like a big, big show. You're like, ooh, okay, I need to bring my A game. I need to make sure.
Man,
riding on this.
Yeah, you're allowed to get like, oh, this is a little nervous a little bit. I always wonder when you're playing at that pro elite level and you're down early. I mean, it's got to just feel amplified. Like if you're playing baseball and the other team puts up like a three spot in the top of the first or on the opening drive, move down the field like with some of the, you ever see like, I'll use the Packers for example. There are games where the rest of the game they don't really do, but that on that opening drive it looks like they can't be stopped. Like Aaron Rodgers is like 6 for 6, 60 something yards, touchdown.
Yeah, opening script is terrific. Yeah,
or a team jumps out in the NBA like 15-2, 3 minutes into the game. Like,
yeah. So a lot of it is one, how you've been taught, how you're able to talk to yourself. Self talk is huge. So you talk to yourself, hey man, we just got to climb ourselves out of it. The only way we can do it is we got to get a stop. We got to break it down one play at a time. We got enough time to be able to do it. We're tough enough. We're not going to break. I play chess with a guy, Seth Mikowski, who is a former chess master. And he has always talked about like two words that you always keep in mind. It's unstoppable and unbreakable. And unstoppable is like, hey, if I do what I'm supposed to do, like we cannot be stopped. I cannot be stopped. I'm the best at the world at this because I know it. Unbreakable. No matter what happens in this moment, what I won't do is I won't tap. I won't just completely mm-hmm. fall apart. And you have to convince yourself that no matter what, no matter how the instances are, we're going to keep playing hard. And then whatever it looks like at the end, it looks like. But a lot of times when we talk about people quitting or folding or whatever, the discouragement is what prevents them from giving the effort. They're so discouraged. They feel defeat. They just let go of the rope.
Sometimes there could be a feeling of we're losing, but we should be losing by a lot more, I bet.
Yeah.
Like if you're going into halftime and it's 10-7 and you're like, we were outplayed. I can only imagine you guys going and like, yo, we were outplayed and we're only down three. Let's go whoop their ass. Let's
As bad as it's been, like we've had turnovers, we've had penalties, we haven't executed, but here we are at halftime.
Down three.
Down And some of those things. And some of those things in the moment, like when you're watching basketball, I'm a Tar Heel. So I went to Carolina watching the finals and watching all the stuff and watching them kind of lose their lead versus Kansas. But then sitting here and even as a fan saying, hey, man, it's 3 minutes left and Carolina's within two for the national title. If you told me this ahead of the game, I would take this scenario. And sometimes you have to tell your team that. Sometimes you have to kind of like remind yourself, hey, man, we're 3 minutes away. I still got 3 minutes to be able to get this done. We can do this.
That's the craziest part about basketball compared to any other sport. I feel like sometimes you could throw on a game and it's fourth quarter, 91-91. And you're like, well, yeah, I missed the action. I missed, you know, performances. But, yo, this is now a four-minute game, 0-0. And that's a wild mindset to put yourself in. Like, yo, whatever happened right now, tie ball game.
It's kind of like those things. Like you break games into increments. Like in basketball, I know coaches, I have friends who are coaches who are breaking into, we're going to play a four-minute game. We're going to play a series of four-minute games. We can get to TV timeout, to TV timeout, to TV timeout to be there. In baseball, you talk about taking it one at-bat at a time, one pitch at a time. Hey, just throw a great pitch. Throw another one. To see if we can work the count a little bit. Mm-hmm. But Trish, trying to break it down to the stuff, but to do that, it takes a level of focus and discipline to just kind of stay in that moment. Most of us mess up when we look way out into the future and ponder the possibilities and what could happen and this and that, as opposed to, hey, I'm focused right here.
Stay in the moment. I heard Gottlieb talking about this on the way in. He was filling in for the Herd this morning. Mm. And there was a story about Freddie Freeman, now Los Doyer. He's a Dodger, obviously, formerly of the Braves. He's a champion, got his ring. Everyone's all happy for him. Clayton Kershaw, who really doesn't talk much, right? I mean, you don't really hear. Kershaw's not yapping to the press all the time. He referenced like, all right, you're on this team now, sort of thing. When you play, do you get the sense of, don't talk about the teams you're on? Like, there's a time and place. Like, maybe when you're retired, you could reflect and say, oh, that team, this team. Should Freddie Freeman ease up on how much he loved his time in Atlanta now that he's on the Dodgers?
I mean, I don't think he should ease up. If he loved, you know, playing for the Braves and being able to get down and want to World Series and won a ring, a chip.
Yeah,
he should be able to love that. He doesn't mean he has to necessarily pipe down about it. Now, I wouldn't want him fawning over the Braves while he's up to bat, and I don't want to see him necessarily when he's on first base engaging with every player that passes by him on first base. But you know, like
Clayton Kershaw. This is the headline from the New York Post. Kershaw sends, quote, second fiddle message to Freddie Freeman. Yeah. The Dodgers won't be second fiddle. Kershaw said it was very cool to see Freddie's reception Friday night. He's obviously been a big contributor to our team, and I hope we're not second fiddle. It's pretty special over here, too.
Mm.
That's like a guy saying, like, you know, my ex. Like, yeah, you know, one wants to hear about your ex right now when it's fresh, right? Like, your girl wouldn't care about you talking about an ex from back in the day. But guess what she does want you talking about? The ex you were with, like, 6 months ago. So, I hear that story a little bit. But when you look back, I'm guessing you probably had different experiences on different teams, right?
Yeah.
That you can reflect back and say, yeah, my time there was a little more enjoyable than my time there.
Yeah, every team is different. And you may enjoy your experience for different reasons and factors. I spent parts 3 years with the Green Bay Packers. They went to the Super Bowl in two of those years. It was great being with those teammates. Didn't play as much, so my connection or my link is not as strong as maybe my link with the Jacksonville Jaguars, where I played a ton. I had great friends, and that we didn't win as much. But from a personal standpoint, it was really enjoyable. It doesn't mean that I think any less of any of those experiences, but they're different, and you appreciate them for different reasons. I think Freddie Freeman, Clayton Kershaw, I think.
You said she's different. That's what every woman hates to hear. It's not better. Different. It's different.
It's a little different.
That's a really interesting insight, though, because you're right. You played on, you know, teams went to the Super Bowl, but your connections are going to be different for
somewhere
a team.
Else.
Yeah, somewhere else.
It can be anything. It could be a connection. It could be a connection with the coach. It could just be like the energy of the building and the team that you play for. All those things. You may like the home fans. When I played in Kansas City, like they would have Red Friday. So the entire town would be in red on Friday. So it was kind of collegiate. You play in Oakland at the time, the Black Hole. The Black Hole is different. You wear a different color shirt and then you wear different jerseys. You can get whooped.
Raider, by the way, there was no doper jacket in the history of jackets than the Raiders starter jacket in the 90s. Yeah. People weren't, Raiders fans had that because it was such a bad, that jacket was bad.
That Raiders starter jackets and starter hats, like the color, the scheme is so simple, black, silver and black, just all of that. So you get that. You love those moments. And so everything is different.
Yeah, I mean, you work in the broadcasting side and, you know, respected throughout the NFL. Are there guys that, you don't have to call them out, but I feel like I've talked to guys where they're like, oh, I thought our bond was stronger. And then when you stop playing with someone, it's like they dip away. Or guys that you didn't realize thought so highly of you. Like, you're like, oh, wow, they looked at our friendship more than I did.
No, like playing pro sports is such a weird deal, right? Because it's all of the novelty of team sports that you get when you're a kid. It's we over me together. It's team. It's no I in team, yada, yada, yada. But then on an NFL team, there are 53 independent contractors. Yeah. And so, yeah, you care about the team, but you also have to have a level of I got to get mine so I can continue to remain on the team. And so there, guys, we could play together for 5 or 6 years. But if they come and cut you, we might not talk again for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those weird things. Maybe it's a guy thing, but that's just how it is. And you do sometimes have that feeling like, man, I thought we were tight, but I haven't heard from this dude in like years.
It, you know what? You realize that not just in sports, but any job you have. It's anyone listening right now, you leave a job and you'll be like, I used to talk to Frank every day in the kitchen. I got let go or, you know, COVID or something happened and I haven't heard from Frank in 2 years. I guess Frank didn't like me. I guess he didn't enjoy our coffee chats as much as I did.
Yeah, it's a different thing. Yeah. It's one of those things.
Me and Buck, I was in the Bucky's in the weight room with this guy every day, and then you never know.
You never know. Yeah, it's funny.
All right, well, Rich Davis, Bucky Brooks, having a fun show today. In for Gottlieb. Now, reminder, if you are at the gas pump, we know that gas prices are soaring. Discover has your back with cashback. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. And we wrap it up next. More right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Ramos, you trying to say something?
I am not. It's just, I always like the beat of this song, so.
I'm kidding. Beck, loser. Rich Davis, Bucky Brooks hanging for Gottlieb today. And just a reminder one last time, if you're a valued customer, got to give props to Discover. You deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all your cash back you've earned at the end of the first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Now, Isaac, you going to catch us up with everything going on today or what?
The press.
Well, Dan Snyder cannot provide all the content, I suppose. We actually, on the other side of the spectrum, fellas, have a heartwarming postscript to yesterday's humongous brawl between the Seattle Mariners and the Los Angeles Angels when Mariners outfielder Jesse Winker was ejected from the game. A Mariners fan in Arkansas ordered Winker a pizza to be delivered to him in the visiting clubhouse at Angel Stadium. With the fan thinking that due to traffic, parking, security at the ballpark, there was no way that the pizza would never actually reach Winker. Well, it turned out the intrepid delivery driver successfully did get the pizza delivered to Winker. The grateful fan in Arkansas shared the story on social media, and get this, it resulted in tips being Venmo'd to the delivery driver from between 300 and 400 Mariners fans, adding up to what the delivery driver called a life-changing amount of money for him and his family.
It's a nice story. It's a nice story. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, Bucky and I were talking off the air about baseball. I was telling him baseball fights. I find them so funny because there's a couple guys going at it. But then, you know, the bullpen guy's like, I got to do this just to show my camaraderie and my loyalty. But they're running out from the bullpen. They're like, oh, unnecessary cardio. bunch of bullpen catchers hanging out.
Hold me back.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're like, oh, how's your family? Oh, good.
By the way, you got hit on the butt, too. That's not going after someone. That's like, isn't that like sort of baseball tradition retaliation, right? You like
fastball to the butt.
Yeah, fastball to the butt sort of acceptable.
You know, that is a good point. Perhaps you're was particularly sensitive about his backside. Anyway, elsewhere, positivity couldn't hang around for long. Multiple outlets reporting NFL free agent running backs Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell are in talks to face one another in a boxing match next month. Ooh. In Los Angeles at the arena formerly known as Staples Center.
Would you watch, Bucky, or no interest?
Look, man, I don't understand when it became cool to like make boxing a hobby. Like, boxing is not a hobby thing where you get beat to a pulp in the thing. So no, I'm not watching that. I know Lev Bell has talked about doing it. Nothing.
Frank Gore was fighting, right, for a minute.
Oh, Frank Gore and Duran.
You know what
Darren Williams.
You know what I will do? I feel like I should slap myself for saying this. I'm probably gonna watch Jake Paul, Tommy Fury.
Oh, I can get that. Like, I can. I'm fine.
I'm curious.
With that.
Tyson Fury's little bro versus Jake Paul. That's the first time he's fighting a real boxer. Tommy Fury's not his brother, but I think that could be interesting. That's at the Garden, what, a month or so?
You kind of intrigued me. Maybe I take that back. Final item for you. This Sunday's game between the Tigers and Kansas City Royals, it's going to be nationally televised on NBC Sports Peacock, and they announced today that the game will be an announcerless broadcast. No announcers. The executive producer, Sam Flood, says, quote, "This is another way to take you out to the ballgame and give the fans a unique experience," unquote. Sam Flood, highly, highly respected sports TV executive, but I guess even Sinatra missed a note once in a while.
You know, I'll say this. It's the perfect game for it because Royals and Tigers, I don't think anyone's going to watch anyway. Royals and Tigers? Wait, NBC really nailed the primetime matchup there. All right. Thank you, Isaac. And, yo, Bucky, thanks for making this easy today, man.
It was all good, man.
At Rich Davis, at Bucky Brooks, and we'll see you guys until next time. Have a good one. Doug Gottlieb, back on Wednesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.